it's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder.
I hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian rock, Christian contemporary, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you. And I also want to remind you that you can go to WPXE1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand any time of the week. And right now, we're going to kick the program off with one by Toby Mac. It's a song called Heaven on My Mind.
I can hear the birds singing. The song is in my head. It goes do, 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 do. And the scene's already set. I can see the skies open. Them windows coming down. My heart's on things above while keeping 2 feet on the ground. And oh.
Kicking this morning off with one by Toby Mac, a song called Heaven on My Mind. You know, it's about looking forward to meeting our Lord and Savior face to face. Each day we should go into each day like it's our last day here. Like, we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow or not. And so we live each day for His glory, looking forward to seeing Him face to face. He may even return for His children soon. We do not know. Only He knows. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, with Sunday school beginning at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services, and Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school falling at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services, and Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m., and all individuals who make donations to the ministry. We thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, I'm going to give you one by Seth Schleter. It's a song called Words Will Sing Forever. It's all about singing praise to our Lord and Savior, now and forevermore.
We could fill a thousand books with the stories of your goodness, and still it couldn't capture who you are. You've been faithful every age. You are Alpha and Omega. The greatness of your love sets you apart. Oh, let our worship sound like heaven. Singing the words we'll sing forever. Singing, oh.
We'll sing these words.
There is only one to look to. He is God the Father, creator of heaven and earth, the one who saved us by his grace through Christ Jesus. What an awesome God that we have. Right now we got one by We Are Messengers. It's a song called A Thousand Times.
Took the wrongs that you couldn't make right, and every tear that you cried, every broken prayer you prayed, he turned it for good. He lets nothing go to waste. You can count on that. You know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Yeah, even in the dead of night, there's never been. Just how good he is. He's a faithful God. Every word is true. And he always does just what he says he'll do. You can count on that. You know what he's like. You've seen him do it a thousand times. Yeah, even in the dead of night, there's never been.
We Are Messengers, A Thousand Times. You know, guys, sometimes in our humanness, you know, we tend to downplay the power of God. But you know, whenever you seek his face and you start allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you, you know, you start to see God's power in a different way. Because his power is so awesome. And every time we see it happen, it just, I don't know, it memorizes us each time that we see the power of, and the display of God's power. It just, it moves within us, I guess mountains within us to see how great and awesome he really is and what kind of love that he actually has for us. Do you know that there is a love that chases you, a love that, well, that won't give up until you're freed from sin and death. Remember, from the time, well, you was being created in the womb, he was creating a masterpiece. You see, we are his masterpiece. And in creating us, Ecclesiastes 3:11 tells us this: yet God made everything beautiful for its own time. He planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see the whole scope of God's work from the beginning to the end. You see, we can't fathom the whole scope of God's work, because his ways and his thoughts are above our thoughts. His ways are above our ways. But he did something as he was creating us as his masterpiece. He planted eternity in each human heart. You see, that gives each one of us a desire to know our Creator, to receive his wondrous love, that love of an eternal hope. The wondrous love that's seen in John 3:16 and 17, where it says, "For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him." You see, when God the Father came into flesh through Christ Jesus, well, he didn't come into the world at that time to judge the world. He came to lay down his life, to pour out his blood, so that he could save the world through Christ Jesus, his one and only Son. And you see, this kind of love can't be bought, but it is a free gift from God. And it's received through the Holy Spirit when we believe in placing our faith alone in Christ Jesus, and then proclaiming him Lord and Savior of our life, not only in that moment, but for the rest of our life. What a love that he has poured out so that we could be made new, so that we could be made whole, so that we once again could have that walk with him. He created us his masterpiece, but our sinful ways got in the way. But God's master plan to save us was to give his one and only Son, so that his blood could pardon my sin and your sin. And you see, when Christ rose from the grave, he conquered sin and death, so that we could have a way to be with him, so that we could be with him for all eternity. What a love that he has, and a love that he shows each day. My hope is that you're experiencing his love through the Holy Spirit, that you're experiencing that walk with him. It's a love that only comes from the Father, and it's found in Christ Jesus. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by John Reddick, and it's a song called "What a Love."
What is this love that chases me and won't give up till I am free, where all the darkness blinding me must surrender to my Savior's love? What is this love that never leaves? Just as I am, you father me, you being here says everything. Oh, the presence of my Savior's love. What a love, a wondrous love. I'm sealed with hope, I'm bound by blood. Thank you.
Savior's love. What tongue can tell the wonders of the grace that fell and washed away my shame and guilt? Oh, the mercy of my Savior's love. My Savior's cross, a reckoning, you went to war with hell for me. Now sings my soul, praise God, free. Oh, the power of my Savior's love. What a love, a wondrous love. I'm sealed with hope. Forever yours in your love, Jesus. Boy, I will have no other. There is not another love like your love, Jesus. Oh, there is nothing better. I will stay forever.
Jesus said this in John 7:38. It says, "Anyone who believes in me may come and drink, for the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart." You see, when we believe, we are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, the living water that, well, that washes us, delivering us to freedom, the living water that brings healing to the heart and soul. You see, he doesn't just leave us where he found us and saved us. He continues to make us new each day. He brings us into a place of good works. His plan set into place that continues until it's finally finished on the day when Christ returns. Philippians 1:6 tells us that. In Psalms 23:6, it says, "Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." You see, this is true healing. Ask him to begin the healing today by opening your life, by opening your heart to Jesus Christ. Receive a restoration today that's only found in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the only one that can forgive us of our sin, cleanse us and make us whole, bringing healing to our soul. That's only found in Jesus Christ. And my prayer is that you would open your life to him today and ask him to let it begin within you, where you would receive new life and a hope for all eternity. It leads us in our next song. It's by Big Daddy Weave. It's a song called "Let It Begin." Megan Woods is helping him out on this.
Single day of darkness, holding out for morning light.
There's a river that delivers me to freedom, and the current of his mercy brings restoration. If my wounds could tell one story, let it be a testimony that you don't leave me. This is healing, let it begin. For my highest low, for my frail ego, all the breaking and the mending, all the seeds that I had sown, for the dreams that died, for the tears I've cried, for the weakness that bears witness to the grace that you supply. There's a river that delivers me to freedom, and the current of His mercy brings restoration. If my wounds could tell one story, let it be my
options. Won't believe you with problems, 'cause the more you think about them, only leave your heart doubting. Do all the likes and the mentions only fuel the depression? 'Cause all the noise and opinions leave your heart empty-handed. If you're finally ready for a change, I know.
Thank you. is the story. It's a living, breathing, walking testimony of a God so good he leave his home in glory. For the world he loved, for the world that he so loved. It's not just a story.
Was won by David Leonard. A song called I Believe It, The Life of Jesus. And you see, to believe that is to know that he is the only way to come into the kingdom of heaven. That was Life Church Worship before that. I Know the Way. And so you see, whenever we know the way, whenever we are made new and place our faith alone in him, we become part of the church. And that church is supposed to sing praise to his holy name, to worship him each day. It leads us in our next song by Torrin Wells, and it's a song called Let the Church Sing.
We love one truth, we crown one name. We bow to one king, we follow one way. One cross, one grave, one resurrection, we share by grace, so we serve. No one like our God, only one we need, holy is our Lord. Hallelujah, let the church sing. No one like our God,
stained glass and underground. On fire we're charging, Pentecost till now, lighting up the darkness, and we won't burn out. Everybody gonna be alright, just hold on for one night. It may take your whole life, but joy comes in the sunrise, sunrise. Just stay there, good things will come later. God made you for greater, hold on for that sunrise. To the lost and the broken, where your hope is. I'm just helping you notice. You're gonna be alright, just hold on for one night. It may take your whole life, but joy comes in the sunrise, sunrise. Just stay there, good things will come later. God made you for greater, oh, forget you. All the things that you've been through. He was there right beside you, helping to guide you and let some light through. I'm just here to remind you. You're gonna be alright. Just hold on for one night. It may take your whole life, but joy comes in the sun.
That was a little bit of Force Frank, a song called Sunrise. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now, Holy Forever, Corey Miller.
A thousand generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb, and all have gone before. the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name, it stands above them all, above all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name, it stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. If you've been forgiven, and if you've been song forever to the Lamb, Lord. And if you walk in freedom, and if you bear His name, come sing the song forever to the Lamb. Yeah. Oh, sing the song forever and ever. And the angels.
He is holy forever, the Lion of Judah. Elevation Worship.
Oh,
There is only one King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is Christ Jesus, the Son of God. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney. And this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, I got one by Emerson, a song called Grave Robber.
He won after heaven's silence. Finally got him gone, but the battle wasn't finished. Then a breath broke the silence. Then the sound of a lion echoed from hell to the heavens. The sun.
There is only one who rose from the grave, conquering sin and death. His name is Jesus, the Son of God. And today, you can have life in Him because He is alive. You can have an eternal hope today. Right now, Matthew West, a song called My Why.
Follow Jesus, not the crowd. Be light wherever it looks dark, and love where hate is loud. Make every day's ambition be to make my Father proud. Yeah, that's my why. Greet every day with gratitude. Be humble and be kind. See the path in front of you and leave the past behind.
cross that finish line and my race has been run. May the reasons why I live my life come down to just this one. To look into my Father's eyes and hear him say, well done. Yeah, that's my why.
The enemy finds the truth of you. It's surrender, we get strong. The words I got, the further I fell, you were always holding on. So I got a story from out of the fire. We're gonna rise up, we got victory, hallelujah. Oh,
you just have to let it break, yeah.
Bit of Need to Breathe there for you. A song called I've Got a Story. You see, if you're born in the Spirit of God, you got a story. Because it's your testimony of how God cleansed and made you whole. How he saved you by his grace. And you see, it's then that you go forth and you proclaim him Lord and Savior of your life. You proclaim that there is no other name to be saved by. That there is only one true God who is awesome and set above, who is holy, full of wisdom and strength. Psalm 68:35 says, God is awesome in his sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. You see, when we go forth and we share the message and hope of Jesus, well, he is our strength. He is the one who empowers us to go and do his will. Deuteronomy 10, 17, 20, and 21 says, For the Lord your God is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. He is the great God, the mighty and awesome God, who shows no partiality and cannot be bribed. You see, he is the one true living God who is just, who is loving, and is holy. And you know, guys, he showed us what love was when he gave his one and only son. And there's no bribing him. All we have to do is come unto him and ask him to save us and make us whole. Because you see, it's a free gift of God. And whenever we come unto him and receive his saving grace, we're made new in him. And it says in Deuteronomy, you must fear the Lord your God and worship him and cling to him. Your oath must be in his name alone. He alone is your God, the only one who is worthy of your praise, the one who has done these mighty miracles that you have seen with your own eyes. What an awesome God that we serve. And is still today loving on his children, keeping his promises. And one day, he shall return for his children, and we will be at home with him for all eternity. I hope that you're awaiting that day and looking forward to it, to meet him face to face. What an awesome God that we have, one who will never leave us nor forsake us. It leads us into our next song. It's by Phil Wickham, and it's a song called What an Awesome God.
God is great, give him all the praise. Hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins. Everywhere his glory on display. Take a look at those stars, you can name them all. Before his throne, every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to praise. Even the wind and the waves obey our God. Shame. Sunday morning rose up from the grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Worthy is the Lamb, glory to the King. Oh, let all the saints and the angels sing. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Come and wipe our tears away. No more fear, no more pain, no more sorrow, sin or shame. The King is coming back again. A reign of love that will never end. For everything you've done, and everything you do, and everything you are, I'll sing to you. My God, you're an awesome God, you're great. In all you do, I'm made to worship you, my God. You're an awesome God. What an awesome God.
how awesome our God is, that he came in the flesh through Christ Jesus so that we could once again have that walk with him. Do you know that it was 7 weeks after Jesus' resurrection that the Holy Spirit was given to the believers and the church was formed? In Acts 2, 1 through 4, it speaks of the Holy Spirit coming, where it says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like a roaring of mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. As it was then, you see, guys, so it is today. When we surrender our life to Christ Jesus, giving him our whole life, we are filled with his Spirit, giving birth to this kind of fruit in our lives, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That happens within us because it's the Holy Spirit. He lives within us now. And that's how we have that relationship through Jesus Christ with the Father. John 3:6 says, humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. When we are anointed with the Holy Spirit, we receive a spiritual life, and it's life eternal in Christ Jesus because he gave it all upon the cross. He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we could be with him for all eternity. Luke 12:12 says, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at the time what needs to be said. So in other words, when we go forth into this world and we are sharing his message, when we are talking to people, it's the Holy Spirit that will teach us at that time what is needed to be said, so that the Holy Spirit can do the work. We are only the vessel. When we share the message and hope of Jesus, it is the Holy Spirit that works through us and within that other person so that they would come unto our Lord and Savior's saving grace. John 14:17 says, he is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him, but you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. Today, have that personal walk with Jesus. Be anointed with the Holy Spirit and allow him to lead you in the path of righteousness that leads to the Father. You know, when we are anointed with the Holy Spirit, it's the power of the living God living within us. And it is through the Holy Spirit that he gives us a desire to live for our Lord and Savior. And he empowers us to go into the world to share the message and hope, to be the hands and feet of Jesus. So when we share the message, we can truly say, come, Holy Spirit, come. And it's through the Holy Spirit and a person acknowledging that he is Christ Jesus, Lord of all, King of kings, Lord and Savior, repenting of their sin, turning from their evil ways, and placing their faith alone in him, that you're anointed with the Holy Spirit. What an awesome God that we have. Leads us into our next song. It's by Gateway Worship. It's a song called Come, Holy Spirit.
Where I want Yeah.
Salvation Belongs to You. It was one by Passion. a song that truly reminds us that salvation belongs to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's when we come into that divine relationship with Him, when we are made whole and made new, that we become His child for forever. It's a divine romance. And we await the day when we will come into the Father's arms. Leads us into our next song by Cade Thompson, a song called Divine Romance.
The fullness of Your grace is here with me. The richness of Your beauty's all I see. The brightness of Your glory has arrived. In Your presence, God, I'm completely satisfied. For You, I sing now this, rejoice in this divine romance. Lift my
keep calling, calling me back. Oh Lord, I'm crying, I need Your help. Keep me from trouble, keep me from hell. Lord, keep me walking, walking, walking. Lord, keep me. Lord, keep me. to follow, but I can barely see. Left, right, Lord, I try to walk this walk, to fight this fight. You keep on telling me you're not afraid of me, but I can tell by the way that you look at me. Always a little boss at the bottom, you're not one of them. Walking around with the days on the ground, look at the sky, follow my eyes. I'm on the fly, leave you behind. I'm on the fly, leave you behind. The devil keep calling, calling me back. Oh Lord, I'm crying, I need your help. Keep me from trouble, keep me from hell. Lord, keep me walking, walking. My spirit's failing, my flesh is weak. I beg for healing, Lord, I'm on my knees. Wrong, right, you know I try to walk this walk, to fight this fight. Washing the blood, drowning the blood, covered and clean like I'm one of my seen. Tell you right now, you got nothing on me, so won't ever run. Eyes on the sand, ain't going back. I'm in the sand, ain't gonna crack. Fly, leave me behind. I'm on the fly, leave me behind. The devil keep calling, calling me back. Oh Lord, I'm crying, I need your help. Keep me from trouble, keep me from hell. Oh, keep me walking, walking.
Bit of Crowder there for you. A song called Keep Me. A song that truly reminds us that there is only one who fights for us all day long. He is Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Right now we got one by 10th Avenue North. And it's a song called Invited.
Open up my hands, open up my I set my sights on shiny things that crumble into rust, that fade into the dust. I bought the lie that someday I would finally have enough, but it never is enough. So
wake me up
from this slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see that what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
Something money.
Something money can't buy.
Something money. Something money can't buy.
It's the peace that comes from perfect love. The wonder in the stars. The beating in my heart.
Sometimes you gotta stop and look at what you got. That's when you realize, ooh, the gift it is to be alive.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul. You fill my life with something money can't buy.
This slumber that I'm in.
Take me up
to a brand new horizon.
Oh Lord, give me eyes to see what I need don't cost a thing. You fill my life with something money can't buy. I'm done chasing after gold. Rip the price tag off my soul.
Oh,
you fill my life with something money can't buy.
There is something that money can't buy, and it's salvation that only comes from God the Father through Christ Jesus. You see, it is a free gift of God. And you see, Jeremiah 10:6 says, Lord, there is no one like you, for you are great, and your name is full of power. And you see, that's why it can't be bought, because there is only one mighty name, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came in the flesh, who poured out his blood so that our sin could be forgiven, who rose from the grave conquering sin and death, so that we could have life in him. You see, there is one name alone that has power to save, to heal, to make whole, to give life, to give freedom from sin and death. He is Christ Jesus, the Son of God. You see, the disciples was some of the first to witness seeing his mighty power. In John 20:30-31, it says, the disciples saw Jesus do many other miraculous signs in addition to the ones recorded in this book. But these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you will have life by the power of his name. Just as Jesus came in the flesh and he poured out his blood, he also done miraculous signs when he was here. Isaiah 12:4 says, in that wonderful day, you will sing. Thank the Lord, praise his name, tell the nations what he has done. Let them know how mighty he is. You know, it's about sharing the message of Jesus today. Sharing how mighty he is, and that there's only healing that comes from one name alone. That there's power in one name alone. That you can be healed and made whole. And it's through Christ Jesus. My prayer today is that you're having that walk with him. That you have received true healing that only comes from the Father through Christ Jesus. And that you're experiencing the power in that one name alone. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by We Are Vessel. And it's a song called The Mighty Name. It's the mighty name of Jesus.
Tell me about your pain, the battle you've been facing, the mountains in your way. Tell me about your past, you've been running from, and all that you'd erase if you could make it come undone. And I don't claim to know the hurt that weighs on you. Let me tell you about the one who has carried me through. Some broken things. There is one who knows the hurt that weighs on you. He is keeping every promise and making all things new.
So to be a Christian, we become followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Luke 9:23, it says, "Then he said to the crowd, if any of you want to be my follower, you must give up your own ways and take up your cross daily and follow me." Jesus said this. You see, it's all about leaving your old sinful life behind, surrendering all of your life to him. And then living a life for his glory. And you see, we do this by sharing Jesus with our whole being. Sharing Jesus by the way we talk and the way we live and the way we act. Sharing Jesus by being that helping hand, doing his will as he calls us to do it. And you see, know that we are marked as His by the Holy Spirit that now lives within us. Because you see, when we are made new in Him, we receive the Holy Spirit. And 2 Corinthians 1:22 says, "And He has identified us as His own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment that guarantees everything He has promised us." Because of His promise, we are made whole and new. He identifies us as His own because He has placed the Holy Spirit within us. That's His first installment. And now that we are His, it's about knowing what the Great Commission is, and it means to go and make disciples. And we are to do this with our life. Matthew 28:19 says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit." You see, it's about walking alongside people to help them grow in their faith, to help them grow in their walk. When the Holy Spirit moves within us, and we are that vessel, and it moves within the person that we're speaking to, and they are made new, and they are made whole, we need to help them to grow in their faith so that they can go and make disciples, because that's what we are called to do. You see, the word Christian means professing the teaching of Jesus, believing He is Lord and Savior, King of Kings. So you see, to profess that we are Christian means that we believe that He is Lord and Savior of our life, that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And one day He shall return for His children, and we will be with Him for all eternity. It leads us into our last song for the day. It's a song by New Song, and it's a song called "I Am a Christian."
I am a Christian. Is with me and He goes before me, and His love surrounds me, He's leading me home. One step at a time for now, just keep your feet on the ground, don't lose your way chasing the crowd. It's where your road begins, don't stop, don't settle in, just tell yourself there's something more than this. Just tell yourself there's something more than this. Everybody say,
go and proclaim him Lord and Savior of your life if you are made new in his name. And live life loving God. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. And remember, you can listen to us any time of the week on demand. All you got to do is go to WPXE1041FM.com. Click on the Living Thunder programs, and you can listen to the programs there. And I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.